KHRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Fatima Hussein reports G7 leaders have agreed to lend Ukraine billions backed by Russia's frozen assets.
The G7 leaders have decided to create a $50 billion loan for Ukraine using the windfall profits of Russia's central bank funds that have been frozen in Europe for roughly 2 years now. But there has been a lot of consternation between nations about how to unfreeze the money, whether it's legal to do so, and what legal mechanisms could be used to do this with Russia's money. The funds themselves are not being used for this loan. It's the profits on the funds.
Meanwhile, on day one of the G7 gathering, President Biden promised the U.S. would keep helping Ukraine.
There's a lot more money coming beyond what's already come in the other tranches that are available now that we've passed the legislation. So they'll have what they need and get it there as quickly as we possibly can.
A big win for Elon Musk. He's getting back his $44.9 billion Tesla pay package. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Tesla shareholders have voted to restore CEO Elon Musk's record $44.9 billion pay package that was thrown out by a Delaware judge earlier this year, sending a strong vote of confidence in his leadership at the electric vehicle maker. The favorable vote doesn't necessarily mean that Musk will get the all-stock compensation anytime soon. The package is likely to remain tied up in court for months. Musk told shareholders the massive payout is not actually cash and that he can't cut and run, nor would he want to. He also said Tesla is pushing forward with the company's full self-driving system. I'm Norman Hall.
Global shares were mixed after Wall Street enjoyed new record highs. The Japanese yen slipped a bit as the Bank of Japan kept its key rate intact, though it said it does intend to begin cutting back on its government bond purchases. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes a stand against in vitro fertilization.
The denomination's leadership had already condemned the fertility procedure, but now it is official. SBC delegates have adopted a resolution counseling Christians against using in vitro fertilization and urging them to instead adopt frozen embryos. Pro-life activists have long warned that the IVF procedure often includes the creation of multiple embryos, many of which are destroyed while others are implanted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Amarillo City Council has rejected an abortion travel ban championed by pro-life activists around Texas. The legislation would have forbidden the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. Amarillo's mayor, Cole Stanley, argued the city has no authority to put the proposed policy in place. A group of residents who petitioned for the ordinance will decide if it goes before voters in the Texas Panhandle City this fall. This is SRN News. One American company has revived its work on a system to warn pilots if another aircraft might be on the runway they're using.
Safety experts and the flying public are worried about a recent increase in close calls between planes at the nation's airports. One of the ideas to increase safety is outfitting planes with systems that alert pilots if they're directly on a path to a possible collision. Honeywell's testing just such a hazard warning system. Current pilots rely on air traffic controllers to alert them. A safety expert says an automatic cockpit warning might only save microseconds, but that could be enough to prevent a disaster. Keith Peters reporting.
The artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI has raised tens of millions of dollars from the likes of Jeff Bezos and other prominent tech investors for its mission to rival Google in the business of searching for information. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.